te wā tēnei mō Peps Picks.
Yes, that is correct. It is time for Peps Picks. It is 9 a.m. on a Thursday, the 21st of December. Oh, scary. Right now, I have Mr. Martin Pepperell on the line. Good morning, sir.
Morena, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Okay. I'm just up in Auckland. Just been doing a couple of final interviews for the year.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Final stretch. Are you doing Christmas in Auckland? Are you going back to Wellington?
No, I'm going back this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Some last-ditch interviews there. Nicely done, though. Working right up until the last moment. It's very impressive.
Well, it's not impressive, but, you know, needs must.
Oh, stop being humble. Hey, great song choice this morning, Martin.
Mate.
Dive in for us.
Oh, my God. Great. Okay, so I've got this awesome track called Bamboo by Toronto-based Chinese producer Seal, real name Cindy Lee. This is off her new album called Homesick, which is comes out on a label that she runs as well, Parallel Minds. This whole record came together in 2021 during the pandemic lockdowns. Some people had creative streaks during the lockdowns. Personally, I didn't, but she did. She had this, and she got some funding from the Canadian government because, you know, they're a little bit similar to New Zealand. So, yeah, she got some money. I mean, never thought she was going to make an album because she's more of a DJ, producer second. But, you know, I mean, a lot of people sort of found out that they could do things they didn't think they could do during the lockdowns. You know, wasn't at the clubs, wasn't at the festivals. So she made this record. You know, part of the framing, you know, she's from China. You know, if you're Chinese, the Chinese don't support her. I mean, the anti-Chinese sentiment, you know, during COVID-19, it got pretty nasty, the racism in the media and music. I mean, it was tough stuff. You know, she was frustrated, she was pissed off. She really got stuck into the rich history of Chinese instruments. You know, she started, you know, sampling things like the silk, bamboo, their wood, stone, metal, and clay gourds and hides, all these different traditional instruments. Started getting all of these. And she hired, like, players, you know, in China to play things like the guzheng and the zao.
Yeah, right.
Taught herself how to play some of the hand drums, like the kurban and the mu. And long story short, basically, like, spent, like, 9 months, like, putting together this awesome dance record that, you know, there's drum and bass, there's house, there's electro, there's breaks, even some downbeat in here, and it's all got this traditional Chinese instrument floating through it. And what's so cool about that is you used to hear a lot of stuff that kind of sounded like this in the 90s. There was this whole thing.
Oh, right. Oh,
making their dance music and downbeat. People would always go and get these ethnic samples, you know, But it was always like, kind of, it was a little bit like, you know, what the kids would call problematique, you know. Like, it'd be like a couple of, like, beezers from, like, London, you know.
Yeah,
putting, like,
yeah,
some, like, Japanese noises over the top of their ensembles or whatever. But a lot of it was really good. But, I mean, that's sort of, you know, when you look back on it retrospectively, some of it, it's quite easy to feel a bit funny about it.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, but then this is how culture works. Culture's funny because, you know, she would have grown up loving loads of those records because loads of them were dance classics.
And, right.
Thought, hey, let's go and do my thing. You know, let's do it my way. Let's go and tap into what I can tap into. Yeah, just made an awesome album with some awesome songs, and just, I mean, how beautiful does it sound? It's nice, right?
Oh, it's such a good song. You're very original as well.
And it's like, it's just like, dang it, like a beautiful beach or like, you know, a mountain or, got this really like naturalistic sort of landscape.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Like, beautiful, traditional, naturalistic landscape, like trad melodies, like contemporary dance music noises. outdoors. I think this would sound very nice, outdoors festivals, outdoor parties.
Yeah, I was reading an article a couple of weeks ago, and it was the article was just about how we will look back on the pandemic and say 50 years' time. It was kind of just speculating and talking about all the work produced then and how that will affect kind of how we view it in history. And it's just very interesting. I mean, it's really hard to think how we'll view it, obviously. But, like, yes, so much really interesting art kind of came out of the pandemic. It's very interesting.
No, for sure. Okay. Yeah, it's fun. All right, hold up. I just have to jump out of a cab. Liam, I've just been talking to you, from an Uber.
Oh, right.
You know, one of those ones.
I feel you,
and I've got to run now because I actually have to pop into my next meeting.
Hey, that is absolutely right.
It's all a little bit tenuous.
Martin, I didn't even notice. It was seamless. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful Christmas. Thank you for such a wonderful, wonderful year here on the radio. It's greatly appreciated.
No. Thank you, guys. It's been a lot of fun. Every week we get it done. Happy holidays, all. Thank you and good morning.
No, thank you. He does hug up. Oh, I love Martin. He's got shit to do. And that was our goodbye from Martin for the year. Anyway, here is his song this morning. This is called Bamboo by Seal. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.